Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing South Carolina's entrepreneurial community. And here to help us, as usual, is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
I think the big topic last week in South Carolina is 10,000 teachers showed up in Columbia to share with the legislature their concern about public education. That's a pretty big turnout, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. And is there a link here with the entrepreneurial community?
Those 10,000 teachers could go home, go back to their classrooms, and be as entrepreneurial as many of the other people in the state that we talk about on a regular basis. That'd be pretty impressive, wouldn't it?
Teachers as entrepreneurs is what you're talking about.
Right. One of the best educator entrepreneurs I've ever met is Virginia Aldrich. She was the founder of the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities. And I had the privilege a few years ago putting together a documentary of unlikely entrepreneurs. And she was one of the people I interviewed. And I posted a video to the Swamp Fox page on Facebook. But the bottom line is she spends a lot of time telling me that she's gone out and tried to raise the money, in particular from the legislature, and she's made them lots of promises. She's an out-of-the-box thinker, and she's gone and recruited a lot of out-of-the-box faculty. Stanislav Isoff is her ballet teacher. He danced in the Bolshoi, won the Nijinsky Prize that Baryshnikov and Nureyev had won. I asked her how she balanced the creative tension of being out-of-the-box and being accountable for results. And she got really pensive, like she hadn't quite thought of that before. And she said, I'll tell you what I did. She said, I defined for them what was essential. You know, what did this school have to survive? Those were the promises she'd made to raise the money. They had to give me that. And when they give me that, I'll build them a stage to take their kids to the highest level. And I thought, wow, that's one of the most profound lessons of leadership that I've ever heard. Define what's essential, you know, recruit incredibly talented people, give them the resources they need, hold them accountable, and then get out of their way and let them do their job. That's kind of the place we all want to work, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it also requires funding, another part of the entrepreneurial equation.
Yeah, so, you know, what if, you know, all schools in South Carolina had the flexibility of a charter school? And let me use a specific example. One of the low-income communities in Greenville is Woodside Avenue. It's the old textile crescent. About 85% of the people there live in poverty. And a friend of mine, William Brown, has created a K through 12 charter program called Legacy. He deals with all the social determinants that these students deal with. Meals every day so you're not hungry, tap into health care so they're not sick. He provides PE every day so they're fit. So he deals with a lot of social determinants before they ever get into a classroom. And there's a big sign on the front of the building that says, go to college here. So the whole point is for these kids in poverty to go through this program and go to some form of higher education. And he's phenomenally successful at this because he has the flexibility to do it. And these parents have to choose from either Legacy or the traditional high school in their neighborhood, which is Berea High School. And I think the principal and the teachers at Berea need to have the flexibility to manage their school as much as William Brown does. Now, you talked about attracting resources. What if we took exactly the same amount of money that we have today and money followed the child? And so the money that we spend on behalf of their child goes to that school. So it gives the teachers the incentive to bond closely with the parents, you know, to meet the distinctive needs of their children so they attract the resources they need to run and grow their school. And that's just what entrepreneurs do, isn't it?
Well, it is. And in your opinion, the aspects of entrepreneurship, such as flexibility and iteration and pivoting, should be applied to education in our state.
And I'll bet you every one of the 10,000 teachers that showed up in Columbia last week would agree with that. You know, they want to get paid more and they deserve to get paid more, but as much as anything, you know, they want to control their classroom and they want to be respected as professionals.
Well, John, how's that event calendar looking?
Well, we have one more big event for the year coming up before the summer, and that's the Innovation and Free Enterprise Summit, the McNair Summit, which will be the end of May down in Wild Dunes. I've been a couple of times in the past. It's a great event. And then, of course, you know, throughout the month, we always have Tech After Five for people to plug in to one another. So lots going on in the state.
As always, John, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.